It sounds like something out of an old sci-fi movie, but the Doomsday Clock is real. It's not a working clock, more symbolic, with the minute hand showing how close we are to midnight.
And midnight, in this case, that would be the end of humanity. Since 1947, the Chicago-based Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists has assessed humanity's biggest threats.
And over the years, we at NPR have reported on the Doomsday latest.
The hands are now set at 6 minutes until doomsday.
The hands have been moved 4 minutes before world disaster.
Today, they're being moved from 4 to 3 minutes before doomsday.
It's now 3 minutes to midnight.
The doomsday clock now has moved again.
Good morning.
That's Rachel Bronson saying hello there. She's president and CEO of the Bulletin, which includes 13 Nobel laureates on its board. They held a press conference yesterday to unveil a new time for 2020.
Today, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists moves the hands of the Doomsday Clock. It is 100 seconds to midnight.
100 seconds is the closest it has ever been.
The world has entered into a realm of a two-minute warning. Every second matters.
The clock, Bronson says, represents two huge threats, nuclear war and global climate change. Shivan Kartha is a scientist at the Stockholm Environmental Institute.
In case we've forgotten what this past year brought, India was ravaged by record-breaking floods. Wildfires raged from the Arctic to Australia. Communities from the Caribbean to Mozambique will be struggling for years to recover from the devastating hurricanes that pummeled them this past year.
Kartha calls it an emergency, but on the doomsday clock, there's still a chance to turn back time.
The doomsday clock is a globally recognized indicator of the vulnerability of our existence.
That's Mary Robinson. She's the former president of Ireland.
This is no mere analogy. We are now 100 seconds to midnight, and the world needs to wake up.